Years ago, before the earth became old, a handsome young man was sent to go and find the love of his life, who had been stolen by the evil dragon. "You must prove that you love my daughter by risking your life to save her," King Dias insisted. "I will go and get my sword and set off for the night. I should arrive back with her the next morning," Torrance explained. "Tanya, my love, don't worry, we will be back," whispered Torrance. The gates of the palace opened and he stepped into the darkness of the night sky, which was lightened by one spotlight down by the shore of the sea. The sound of the devils made Torrance shiver in concern that something was wrong. He decided to regret this idea. The weather was awful and the wind was getting stronger. He finally arrived at what looked like a village of mountains. The snow, which was thick and heavy, lay there like white diamonds. "Is anyone here? I could do a bit of energy," yelled Torrance on his knees. His voice echoed into the brightness of the sun, and a neat-shaped shadow walked towards him. It was a small man holding a bottle of sparkling water. "You said you needed some energy, so I have come to give you some," explained a low, deep voice. "Don't waste it. You have got plenty." Torrance took a sip of the thick blue water, and after that he felt like he could run on walls. The man was gone before Torrance could thank him. After a couple of hours, which felt like days, he had arrived at the cave. As Torrance approached the gloomy rocky cave, he was hit by a revolting smell which travelled from the end of mist. A sound which was like an earthquake was coming towards Torrance. The floor was so shaky it was hard for him to find his balance. Torrance could just make out two twisted spears shooting at him like lasers. He was gripping to the ground when there was a massive thud. Torrance, who was nervous and worried, stepped back onto his path. The long spiky beast stepped out of the cave as if Torrance had interrupted his feast. The dragon was fierce and strong, and Torrance was now wondering if he'd get through this battle alive. He nervously pulled his sword out, which was sharp and silver, and pointed it directly at the dragon. But it was too late. Before he could even think, he was pushed onto the rock-solid floor. Eventually, Torrance stood up, despite being covered in vile black blood. He reached for his sword and stood there, his hand shaking and the dragon looking at him, bloodthirsty. It was silent for a while, until the dragon stepped closer to him. Torrance held the sword high and he made a quick decision. He was scared to do this, but it was for his life and Elizabeth. The dragon was screeching in pain. Then the dragon slowly fell onto the floor in agony. Quietly and nervously, he walked into the gloomy cave and was relieved to find Elizabeth in the corner covered in vile black blood. When they arrived home, everyone was crowded around them, asking them questions about the beast. A wedding was set up for them as they were roared in the ballroom, and the cake was like a mountain iced at the top as the snow. Tanya was dressed in a beautiful blue dress, and she was finally with her family again.